Game done!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Nine goal kicker brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day family, welcome to the Thursday edition of your Rush Hour. We are very, very excited about the next hour and a bit. We've got plenty to get through. There's so much happening in the world of sport and a gorgeous day. It is a gorgeous day in our Adelaide, and I'm going to call it our Adelaide. So much happening. We've got Saturday night footy at Adelaide Oval, only 26,500, should be 40, but that's for another day.
Should be 50.
And I beg your pardon?
Should be 53.
And let's say hello to 53,000 Bernie Vince. G'day, Burn Burn. Welcome to you, young man.
Hello, Jazz. Hello, G. Good
G's
to be
with
here.
Us. Yes.
You're right, though. Beautiful day out there. Absolutely beautiful. A bit tired today, though, Jazz.
Because you played golf.
Well, not because of that.
Well, what's
Harvey
wrong?
Up at 5 this morning.
Oh, no. Olivia, your lovely
Daddy.
Little daughter.
Daddy.
That's how he rolls.
No, I'm thinking, oh, God, get in there quick before he wakes Olivia up. Then he started really going off.
They reckon he was already dressed.
Going right off.
Yeah.
He's out the door. Nah, but then he woke Olivia up. Then we're in all sorts. And so been up since 5.
So
then
I
had golf, obviously, which added to it.
Yeah.
Home quickly. Shower.
And got
changed.
Here. For the
front
family.
It up.
Yeah.
For the family. For everyone.
Burn,
for you, Jars.
Are you okay? Because
okay.
That's what it is today. Are you okay today?
I'm tired. Right. I've just
Please
told you.
Ask the question to your friend.
Yes.
See how he's tracking.
If you're listening.
If
I was going to get to that in my facts, but you've ruined my facts now.
No, well, I just thought we'd mention it at the top of the show because
no, that's
it is
good.
An important day.
It is. Are you okay day today? Right. So ask anyone you see if you're in the car with someone at home. Ask them because it's an important question, Jars. Are you okay?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
I'm fantastic.
I'm fantastic. G, are you okay?
Oh, I'm probably about a 7 out of 10.
7?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
7's a pretty good number, I thought.
70%?
No. Yeah.
I'm normally played about 90. Yeah.
But it's important to check on your family,
it
isn't
really
it?
Is.
All right.
Yep.
And your mates to ask if they're okay.
Yep. And sometimes the person with the biggest smile is actually broken
Beautiful
inside.
Set.
You never know what's going on for people. So just check in with a mate. Send
call,
a text.
Text, all that.
What are you doing with your hands? You look like you're
well,
blowing kisses.
With my
you look like you're at Footy Park, 1993.
Right. What's come out of Port Adelaide today in regards to selection?
Well, big news, because we were talking about who's going to make way for Mitch Georgiades coming back into the side,
yes,
Jars. But
yes.
I don't know what's happened here, because he played SANFL last
yes, he did.
Week
last
when
week,
they had the week off.
They managed his minutes.
Yeah, managed his minutes, but he played, kicked a goal, 9 touches or something like that. Not a huge day, but did enough to get, all he had to do is get through, tick.
Yeah.
Thought he'd be coming in this week, and now all of a sudden, no, he hasn't been able to prove his fitness.
Hammy-tightness.
I don't get that. Unless he's re-injured it and they've made a mistake playing him, why does he need to play? He's match fit.
Well,
don't you just have that week off and then train harder this week?
Get it right.
Get it right.
I think they've made a mistake.
I think they have. I think what they might have said to Mitch Georgiades is, well, if you're any chance of playing, we're not going to take a risk with you in a prelim. You need to go out and play this weekend. And maybe he's just, that's a week too early.
And maybe he's gone to them to ask them if he could play three quarters of football.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Tom Jonas about this because I need to get
question.
To the bottom.
Well
of
done,
that.
Burn Burn.
Yep.
Now, what about grand final ticks?
Yeah, what's happened
well,
there?
They're expensive again.
How much, Jars? Because this is getting out of hand here.
Well,
normally, grand final tickets are locked away. Now, as a 200-game player, I normally get, well, you get
allocated some
tickets. We get allocated tickets, but you have to put in about, before the finals even start.
Right.
So that I've had no dialogue.
You're not going to get any either.
Well, I don't know what's happening. But
well, you're not going to get your ticket, mate, because they need these tickets. The AFL have frozen the grand final ticket prices for their third consecutive year, and that's understandable because of the COVID virus.
Yes. Well, we're lucky.
AFL have set aside at least 10,000 public tickets because it's 60,000-seater.
Yeah. Big stadium.
$185 for a seat. As little as. That's what they're saying. As little as $185 and $157 for concession.
$185 is not too bad.
That's too dear.
That's not that for a grand final.
Oh, mate, you're pricing people out of the bloody grand final. It's a corporate grand final anyway. They should have two grand finals, one for the corporates and one for the public.
And you'd have to pay your flights over there.
Yeah,
don't forget.
How much?
That's
you're a grand.
Well, I forked out 2 weeks ago now.
How much?
It was about $500 each way.
What is it now, Bert?
Well, it's up towards $1,000 each way. So
that's
if you start
insane.
Adding that up, you add up the accommodation, the hotels just go. they whack them up too. You don't miss out.
That's not your worry, because if your boys get in, the Demons get in.
Mm. But that's the thing. People pay it because the Demons, for example, they haven't won one since 1964. Port Adelaide haven't been in one since 07 where they got spanked.
Got smacked by 100 points.
Since 04, which isn't that long ago, but it's still, what, nearly... Coming up to 20 years ago.
Have you budgeted for your drinks?
I haven't.
If they win? Have you got a budget for that?
Well, the thing is, I'll be on sort of free beer anyway, because I'll be with the... I'll change the culture of that
drink
place,
responsibly,
Judge.
Folks.
Why do you think they're there? What are you doing? They just fluked that they got there this year. Who did the groundwork, laid the foundations and the culture?
So you're going to take the whole credit
for
the
Paul
flag.
Ruse. Oh. Hey, you're looking at him.
Well, next, Tom Jones.
Yeah. Might give Come the on. Premiership Cup out. I'm surprised they haven't asked me yet.
He thinks he's made the club.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
Oh, that's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
We love this young man. His last chat before Saturday night's big game at Adelaide Oval. It's sold out, and we wish him all the best. But we've loved the way that he's led his football side this year. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Tommy Jonas, good afternoon to you, young Tommy.
G'day, guys. How are you? All right?
Well, have you been lying on the couch just sipping some hey diddle diddle, or you allowed to have a couple of frothies before a big game or not?
A couple of non-alcoholics, the Savo boys, but this sunshine, how good is it? It really does make you want to knock a couple off.
It's thirsty weather, isn't it? Run us through your, you had the weekend off. What's training look like this week? Do you have your main session today or is that yesterday? Run us through it.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of a blowout Saturday. That was a big dose. And then we just rolled into an average week. So we treated Saturday sort of like a game. So we're at Adelaide Oval today. Had reasonable run around and then just cruise into Saturday night, normal meetings and weights and prep and that sort of thing. So no, I've kept it very, very ordinary, trying not to change too much.
Hey, run us through the situation with Mitch Georgiades, because he played SNFL last week and then we all thought he was going to be in and who's going to go out for him, then all of a sudden you've ruled him out. What's happened there? Was there a mistake that he played SNFL or?
Yeah, you boys probably know more than me. He rocked up in the trackies of Sava this morning and didn't get changed, so I wasn't sure what was going on. But I think it was, he just pushed it hard to make sure it was right and maybe it just wasn't quite 100%. He's one of the quickest blokes in our team, so he needs to be able to go pretty hard. And, you know, it was going to be a matter of sort of whether he played regardless in terms of team balance. So that's probably made Kenny's job a little bit easier, but it's disappointing for Mitchie as well.
Is that so that means you'll be unchanged? Does Sam Power Pepper come in or is he sub again?
Yeah, you have to wait and see, boys.
Oh,
but
not giving anything
You don't generally change a winning formula, so no. I don't think there'll be any wholesale changes.
Ooh. Tommy, prelims, they're hard to get into. They're hard to win, and you boys obviously felt that last year, losing by 4 points. So mentally and physically, you're in a better place than you have been for a long period of time. How confident are you within the playing group that you can actually get this job done against a very dangerous Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, we're very confident and there's a heap of excitement around. It's been a great sort of fortnight, but at the same time, we know that we're playing a pretty formidable opposition that on their day they can, be as good as anyone. So we just got to stick to the process and play our footy, and it's going to be great to do it in front of a home crowd. And yeah, I think if we bring our best footy or, you know, even near our best like we did against Geelong, we should be around the mark.
Have you brought up last year's prelim at all and used that as motivation and just to remind the young guys that it doesn't come around every year and you've got to take your opportunity? Do you go down that path or do you just park that new year and you go fresh?
Yeah, a couple of us fossils try and explain that to the young boys.
They don't listen, Tommy. They don't listen.
You won't be playing final footy every year, boys, all right? You know, they're probably thinking, oh, who's this? Who's this old wanker? But we haven't touched on it too much. We obviously early in the year, but I think now we're back at that same stage as we were last year. It sort of just happened naturally. We've sort of, those scars have been reopened a little bit and you feel that hurt and that drive that it's given us. So, yeah, we'll certainly take a little bit out of that.
What worries you most about the Dogs? Because I think people have forgotten, the majority of this year, this team sat in the top two and top spot most of the year. I know they dropped off a little bit, but they looked very good the last couple of weeks. What worries you the most? Got an elite midfield.
Yeah, the depth of their midfield and the way they're able to flick it around with their hands, you know, it's as good as anyone in the comp, if not better. And also their offense off half-backs, you know, it sort of plays into it. It's a fast overlap kicking and handball game. And if you give it to them on their terms, they're very dangerous.
And Tommy, what about the Bont? Will you target him? Go build him early?
No,
and,
don't do anything silly.
Well, why not? No, because we've got to let him know that he's playing a prelim. Yeah. And if he's half fit, give it to him early.
We don't want
to
fight Tommy up.
Is he going to do the jongy and tape the wrong knee? Or what? Might have to look back at the vision and make sure we know which one. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's obviously going to be an aggressive encounter and pretty physical. And if there's an opportunity there for a big tackle, regardless of who it is, you'd expect our team to hit in hard. So that's just the way we play.
Well, your club doesn't stop trying to improve itself, but the signing of one of the great Sean Burgoyne to your football club would have delighted the players and not so, and even your fan base, because he's a much loved figure. It's a great get. We tried to get him down at bloody West Lakes, but he just kept driving past us.
Yeah, well, we drove past and all the way to Hawthorne once. So it's good to get him back. I obviously wasn't involved and wasn't sure he was interested in coming back to SA. But Chief Chris Davies has pulled another rabbit out of the hat. And it's going to be a great inclusion for our club.
Beautiful. Hey, 26,500 at the game. Does it frustrate you can't have a full crowd in? Because we see over in Perth, full house. Chocolate. Brisbane even had a full capacity on the weekend. They've only just come out of lockdown not long ago. Does that frustrate you?
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, I suppose, that our members that have been so supportive of us are still going to miss out. But I do appreciate the reasoning behind it. And there's a lot of risk right now. And the last thing I want to do is go into another lockdown or get whisked away to Perth.
Hey, the Bulldogs, speaking of kilometres, they've gone from Brisbane to Perth and going to come back to Adelaide. Right. Is there any isolation protocols for you guys, considering they've been in a couple of different cities? We've seen a fair bit of that happen this year.
That's a few status credits, isn't it? But I don't think there is this week. So provided we get the chockies, there'll be a little bit of freedom for the next couple of days, which would be good.
Now, how many family members are trying to get some grand final tickets and let alone prelim final tickets off you, Tommy? Have you got a lineup? Have you got a?
There's some I've never even met before. Even Peter Jonas, he's got the same last name. He's tried to get that one.
Peter Jonas, former great Central Districts player.
Yeah, I know. You'd think he'd be able to get one set elsewhere, wouldn't you?
I think so. I've had people asking me, you don't have a couple, do you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Burns on the prowl,
Didn't you get my text?
Jeez. Oh,
for the right price, Burns.
There's always some right price, isn't there, for everything?
Mate, before we let you go, and we wish you all the best, have you got a message to your faithful?
Oh, no, I suppose just thank you for the support throughout the year and sit back and enjoy Saturday night. We've got a couple to go.
Jeez. All the best, mate. It's going to be a great game of football, and lead them from the front as you will, young man, and we'll speak again.
Will do. Thanks for having me, boys.
There good he is, stuff, Tommy Jonas, best, Port Tommy. Adelaide captain.
Biggest weekend of his life.
I love the power.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Since when have you followed the power?
Since 2004. Because I started following footy in 2004, and that was a great year to go for the power. So now I'm actually a closet power fan, and I've never actually said this on the radio because I used to date a guy that was a mad Crows fan. He tried to convert me, I felt like a traitor. But truly, on the inside, it's come back out in me this season, and
there you go
to power.
You know, I'm a bit the same as you. I'm a Port supporter now.
No, you're not.
Ever
you
since
only want grand final tickets.
Since Crows
won
the wooden spoon.
D's tomorrow night.
Oh, I forgot the D's are still in it. No, I'm a D. You're still there. Then I'm Port.
See you, Tommy.
See you.
See you, mate.
Now, Bern and family and even you, G.
Why are you talking to
me?
I was outside
me?
Having a shower last night, right? I got an outdoor shower. No, I let it go.
Can you keep this clean, please?
And
can you picture
my lovely beautiful wife Maz of 35 years. Well, no, not at all. She was going out to put some clothes on the washing line, and because it's next to the washing line, and stopped, put the basket down, and stopped, and just stared at me. And she's gone. Oh God.
In a good way?
Where's the where's that body gone that I married 20, 30 years ago? Do you think I lost my confidence there and then? This was last night. Now, what do I say to that?
she wants
the old one back.
Yeah, well.
What do you say to that? Give me some advice. Well, I was so flat.
You know, I just love Maz's honesty.
Oh, you love Maz's honesty. Well, that's bloody hurtful.
That, you know what that should do? That should kick you into gear to maybe just look after yourself.
So you reckon
a bit.
I'm looking rather bloated and large, starting to look like Elvis Presley?
I didn't say that.
Honestly, I was so shattered.
So she's
stopped, put the basket down, and just stared at me as if, soaping up and
puffed up a bit.
Puffed up, and she just said, "God, I wish that body come back 35 years ago."
Aww,
what do you say to that?
Well, that's a line in the sand moment.
And I'm back training. I've been doing a little bit of work. I've been watching what I put, consume.
Yeah, watching it go down.
Yeah. Does Abs ever say anything like that to you when you're walking past the shower?
Not really. She actually encourages me, pumps me up. But I don't, I actually know she's lying. I'm like, you don't have to do that.
Because you've got skinny little arms, haven't you, love?
Yeah.
You haven't got the biggest arms.
My rig's getting sloppy.
Your rig's getting sloppy, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I'd rather sloppy than
you know what you're turning into? A Blewett golfer.
What?
Because he's sloppy.
Yeah, I know.
Look at his weak little body.
His decision-making's sloppy too.
So what advice have I got? Help us men out there that are going through what I went through last night with Maz.
Well, that's just a bit of feedback for
you, Joe. Oh, it's feedback,
is it? You need to get in the mirror and have a look at yourself. Don't need to tell anyone.
But mirror, if you look in the mirror, it puts on another 5.5 kilo. So I ain't going there, sister.
Well, take a photo of yourself.
This is an unusual side I've not seen to you before. You're usually so confident.
I'm a rock. Flamboyant.
Sexy, chiseled.
Maybe you should tan up a bit.
Well, what do you mean tan up?
I reckon just lay in the front yard at your house.
Oh, righto. Righto.
Some of the people walking past.
Bloody fat, bloody seal.
Think you've had a heart attack.
Don't I even mention it to you.
Lay down in the sun, Jars. You know what helps looking at your body?
What?
Looking a little bit tan. You know those old skinny lips gets into you about looking
sprayed,
pale and white and just a bit of tan.
So you're saying get on my front lawn, whack a towel down there, fully naked, and just sit
there. No. I didn't say the
naked. You just said
get
go
rid
and
of
get
this
tan.
Naked bit. No, you wear your jocks, you David
Craig. I don't wear jocks.
I think, Jars, what you can do is look in the inside. You have great qualities, you
there
know,
you
that
go.
That's what Maz loves you
Maz.
For.
I'm sure he's got some in there somewhere. Just go and find him.
All right, Bern, there's plenty of footy news going around the country, and we're very excited about the two prelims coming up this weekend. Now, Lachie Neal, what's happened?
Well, the big news over the weekend was soon as Brisbane lost their final and were out, on the Sunday there were massive rumours going around about Lachie Neal wanting out back to Fremantle for family reasons. They're having a little girl in 4 weeks, and it was due to family reasons. But he's backflipped now, and this is him earlier today.
I'm committed and staying at the footy club, but it's been a whirlwind few days, and everything's sort of gotten a little bit out of hand, but fully committed to the club and came in and told Fags and DD, Danny Daly and Swanee today that that's the case. So excited to be pushing on.
And it takes its toll, all that, because as soon as they hear that, the social media backlash.
I call them the vermin.
Yeah, the Brisbane, the supporters got stuck into him. He said it took its toll.
It has been a little bit rough, some of the stuff, and in the media, and there's obviously always going to be social media attached, but I feel like we've done a great job in avoiding a lot of that stuff, but it probably has taken its toll a little bit. I'm pretty weary and tired at the moment, but super excited about what the future holds for both of us, and we've got a beautiful baby girl on the way in 4 weeks, so we've got a lot to look forward to.
How does that get out? How does this happen? Like, how
it's
does
a good
it...
question.
Because it was basically someone's word, and someone tweeted, the media, AFL media tweeted it or something, and then all of a sudden it was like wildfire. So something's happened.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he said it and then backflipped, or he's mentioned it to someone, or don't know what's going on there. But
he's made the right decision.
Yeah, he has.
But family always comes first, Boone.
And I think from what I read, all that he said or came out of his mouth, he just needs a little bit more time just to think about.
Yeah.
before recommitting. So it was never, I want to go, I want to leave, yeah, get me out of here. It was, give me a bit more time. And that, people just jump all over that. So, and a little bit unfair for Lockie, but good to see he's staying. He's happy in Brisbane.
Yeah, absolutely. And they would be delighted. And look, he, obviously they work around his situation with the family.
Yep.
And like he said, the COVID situation scares them too because, you know, their grandparents can't fly in and fly out.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
Tough.
Yeah, but well done to Lockie and the club. So he's on $900,000 a year. He's got 2 years left.
I'd probably be staying for 1.8 jars for 2 years.
Well, you are a gift.
His old man was my footy coach when I left school.
Was he really?
Scratcher Neil.
Great family.
Robbie Neil.
Great, lovely family.
Great fella.
So well done, Lockie, and to your lovely wife. Good luck. Brad Scott, now linked to the Carlton Football Club. Who hasn't been linked to the Carlton Football Club? I heard Alex Jezolenko's coming back to coach.
You reckon he might come back? Jeez. David Parkin.
I heard about Parko.
Did Ron Barassi coach him?
Brett Ratton put his hand up.
Yeah, well.
So what are you hearing?
Well, Caroline Wilson last night, Footy Classifieds, has said now that the Blues' focus had now turned to Brad Scott, who's working at AFL Victoria at the moment, who's got a role there, but he hasn't ruled it out all through the process. He just wasn't, well, he wasn't number one, he wasn't number two target, he probably wasn't even number three target, but all the pins keep falling over, Jars, and eventually one pin's going to be left standing. Can you imagine now if they turn their focus onto Brad Scott and then he pulls out? That's just a, well, it's a farcical situation.
The third tier coach puts his hand up. Is it Michael Voss? Is it is it Adam Kingsley?
It's,
or the second tier coaches?
You'd think,
I mean,
you'd think Michael Voss should be all over this.
Yeah, well,
I think he should be all over this. He's done his time again since being a senior coach. I think I think they should look to him. But I haven't really heard much about Michael Voss unless they're keeping it under wraps, which I don't think that football club can. Everything they hear or think just leaks like a sieve. Yeah. So it's a shocking situation. Do they look back to David Teague, Jars? Do they say, well, we know you're not doing anything
next year?
Just
imagine ringing him up now.
It wasn't me that wanted to get rid of you. Yeah. It was bloody old doof.
Old Nagabags.
Yeah, I want you back now. It wasn't my decision. Any chance?
Anyway, watch this space. They'll announce that very shortly, I would imagine, there, Burn. Now, what about Georgiadis? Mitchie Georgiadis, we spoke about it. A bit of a blow for Port Adelaide, but we thought he shouldn't have played last weekend in the sample.
Well, I don't know what's changed, because if he's right to play SANFL last weekend, he's right to go from my opinion. But I know he's on limited minutes, and we touched on it in the opener a little bit. But if he's playing SANFL, he's right to go now.
Yeah.
It's either
so something's
he's
happened.
Right to go or they've made a mistake in playing him. I don't know why he needed to play SANFL. Mm. It's not like he needed the form. He's X-factor, Jars. You need players like that in finals. He could do anything. Yep. And I don't
think they'll go in unchanged then on Saturday night?
Unchanged, you'd think now. Yep. But, strange situation, that one.
Yeah, and Tommy Jonas, he was up and about too. We spoke to him earlier.
Yes.
Now, the Adelaide Crows, if the Adelaide Crows and North Melbourne can get a deal done on Jake Kelly, who still hasn't signed down at West Lakes, he may be, in a North Melbourne jumper next year. And I know for a fact that North Melbourne are very keen on him.
Yeah, they're all over him. I read that on the AFL site just earlier today. So it's strange.
Does he stay or go?
We asked Matt Crouch about him not signing, and he was like, oh, no, it'll get done, and like everyone. But he was sort of the last. You know how many re-signings they needed? He's the last one, and so everyone's sort of half forgotten about him. But, I don't know. Are you going to a North Melbourne?
Well, I would want to lose him because he's one-on-one work. Like, he's never gets beaten on a one-on-one. Yep. He's got an outstanding work ethic. Like, his body is absolutely in tip-top condition.
Good runner.
He's competitive. He's a great runner.
Good trainer.
And he thrives on contested footy.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose a bloke like that. And he's a terrific lad.
You know what he does, though? He frees up Duday. So he becomes the third tall, and then he plays his best footy when he's the third tall coming across, taking intercept marks. But if you lose Jake Kelly, he becomes the second defender, and all of a sudden he has to lock down a bit more. So I think it makes Adelaide a lot better team, that'll be up to Jake Kelly.
All right, up next we're going to talk about some individuals that have we believe have done a runner on us and are now currently spooning each other.
Well, there's three now.
What?
There's another man gone missing, and I'll bring that up in a minute. What is this, Jazz?
Well,
what's happened?
I'm really disappointed with the behaviour of some of our decision makers here at Triple M. We're a team, and once you lock in, you lock in.
Yeah.
But of late, they're just starting to flirt with their form and their decision making about where we're at.
Because we're in good form.
We're in great form, and we've got great following by our family out there who we adore, and we thank them for their support. But we know that Greg Blewett took off for 2 weeks holiday.
Stress leave.
Right smack bang in the football final series. Yeah. Rude, undisciplined, and a very selfish attitude.
I heard he's a bit worried about being asked to do the boundary because he knew Port Adelaide were going to be in a home prelim. Oh. And a lot of listeners...
Well said.
And you know what he said on the boundary.
Oh, he's trashed it.
Clean belly, bill of health.
So how would we, on a national stage, thought, you know what? Yeah. You know the fight or flight?
Yeah.
Oh, he flew. He got right out of there.
Literally.
Now, some disturbing news in the last 24 hours. Our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, who gets ripped a bit from time to time because of...
I thought you were talking about his body.
No, not at all. No, he's chunked up of late because he stopped going. Now, he took off yesterday for a holiday. and he didn't tell any of us that he was taking some time off.
No, where's he gone?
Well, I spoke to Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, our boss, our big dog, our big chief dog.
Yeah.
He told me quietly in a private conversation that Matty O'Reilly went to KI, Kangaroo Island.
Where Greg is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that's what we have to talk about.
This is starting to add up. But Matty would have gone with his family and taken them away with him, surely.
No.
Oh, no.
He's gone on his own because he needs some time to himself. This is what he's told Mr. Jimmy Pedersen.
Oh, no.
A retreat.
So, but time by himself is all of a sudden there's another member with him now.
Let's go there, sister.
Oh, no. No, they haven't.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Was there some sort of retreat over there, is there? Like a...
So you reckon they're having a secret romantic getaway or something on Kangaroo Island?
Have we got confirmation that Catherine's with Greg?
There is footage of Catherine at Kangaroo Island, but I'm led to believe she's now back on a ferry with the kids and left Greg there with Maddie.
He said, I need some time by myself too.
How did Blewett get into our show from day one? Where's he been?
Oh, yeah, it's all making sense now.
Yeah.
So what would they be doing over there, Jack?
Well, I reckon, because I did hear Matty say that he's joined one of those pottery classes with his wife.
No.
But I reckon we're going to get a bit of this stuff.
Well, him and Blue.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who would be in front and who's behind?
Blue, it looks like Demi Moore.
So he's in front.
And Matty's starting all like Patrick Swayze.
There's just clay and shit going
everywhere. So Matty's got his shirt off and he's got his jeans on. And Blewett's
chest on
Blewett's
back.
Blewett's in his nightie. I'm just flat. You know, taken off.
No wonder Matty didn't.
Prelim finals.
No wonder Matty didn't tell us where he's going.
No.
Because it's all secret, and he just didn't turn up. Oh, yeah. No.
What have we got? What are we dealing with?
How do we deal with this when they get back, Jack?
Can we go on? Well, I'm going to go and see management. I'm going higher. I'm going.
Where?
And guys, Ben's not here today either.
What?
What?
Oh, Ben's not here today
either. Where's he gone?
You are kidding. He's our bloody new producer.
He's gone with Matty.
You guys aren't going to have a job when he gets back.
They're having a sleepover.
All three of them.
Yes. Three. What are we dealing with? Oh, my God.
Actually, where'd they go? I'm going to go.
No.
Every day we like to hear from the Rush Hour fam on the Triple M text line 0488 51047 for Automasters, switch and save on service and repairs with pay later options at all 22 Automasters centres. Today we have a question from Jono from Para Hills, guys.
Mm.
He has said, should AFL coaches take the risk and play injured players in finals?
Ooh, that's a good one. Thanks, Jono, Para Hills.
I know what I'd do.
Now, Byrne... For me, it's a big, big no because they always let you down. Now, the great players sometimes get pressured to play the finals.
Yeah, or they pressure themselves into playing because they're like, well, is this my last opportunity? I might not get this opportunity in a big final or grand final coming up. So,
classic example, Bontempelli.
Yep.
We know he's a superstar. Now, do you roll the dice at 50? 80, because he's not going to be 100%, but no one's 100% finals time.
No. I think he plays, but I don't know. It's not a roll of the dice. It's calculated for me. So if he's right to go, ticks off, you know, change of direction. Yeah. And, you know, the medicos are so good at it nowadays.
Yeah, they are very good.
There'd be a protocol with any sort of knee injury or ankle injury.
Yeah.
And it'd all be about change of direction stuff, around stoppage, getting pushed around. If he ticks all the boxes, he plays, no doubt about it. The worry I have is players that have missed big chunks. And they were and come back. Say Stephen Martin. So how important would he be to the Bulldogs right now? Because you know their ruck stocks. They've been rucking young.
Yeah,
who's not? He's a sort of a centre back.
Baby.
Yeah, young kid. So with Tim English not rucking, he's been playing forward. So they'd love him in the side, but. The coach, they're the worries, those ones, because they've missed so much footy and they just don't know if they can get through. And there's no VFL footy being played, so they can't test him out for a half or anything. Mm. So that's the risk. Jaden Hunt's another one who's missed a lot of footy that could come back in and be tested. But, I mean, he's had surgery as well, so he's been out for a while. Do you take...
No.
You can't take...
No, Burn.
It's not a roll of the dice, like you said. Mm. For me, for them to play, they've got to tick a lot of boxes. You can't go in with someone underdone because it'll hurt you and it'll bite you.
Absolutely.
And you'll think about it for the rest of your life if it hurts you.
Absolutely.
And you don't get another opportunity.
So a clear no from both of you.
Good question,
Great
Jono.
Question.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Burn, what have you got for us on the 9th?
Well, it is. It's the 9th of September, Jars, which is, we've got 9/11 coming up Saturday.
Yes, on Saturday. Mm.
20 years. Today,
20 years, is it?
Yeah.
It changed the world forever that day.
And today, you stole my bit.
What have I done?
Are you okay, Dave? I was going to ask if everyone was okay, but you've already done it.
But I'm okay. You don't have to just ask it once.
I'm okay.
You asked me if I'm okay.
Are you okay,
Ben? I'm not now because you've annoyed me most of this show.
I've annoyed you.
I was all right before the show. Now I'm not.
Gee.
I need to talk to you after.
Well, I'm not okay then.
Well, neither am I. Are we all right?
No, we're not okay. What do you got, Ty?
Hey, a few things happened on this day. In 2015, this was big. Okay. Queen Elizabeth II became Great Britain's longest reigning monarch in history. Did you know that?
I didn't know
Do you know who she took over from?
Her father.
No.
He was the king.
No, she took, she took over the reign. Who she took over the record from, the
her
longest
mother.
Serving.
The Queen Mother.
Who is?
Queen Mother.
Queen Victoria.
Yeah, that's it.
Who had it. She was 63 years and 7 months. So now, still going, 2021.
She's a superstar. I love
the queen. She's smacking it out of the park.
I love
and
the queen.
Do you know how old she was when she became queen?
24.
No.
What?
14. What? I'm pretty sure she was 14.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
No, I've got written
Haven't
here,
you she... watched The Crown?
Yeah, I love The Crown.
Maybe I got it wrong. It's your facts, not mine. But I'm pretty sure she was a teenager.
Oh, gee, well, you're a school teacher.
We went very close to each other then.
We're always tight.
Hey, on this day as well.
Yes, Bemba.
1948.
Yes, Ben.
Kim Tu-sung established North Korea, Jars.
Who?
Kim Tu-sung.
So who's in charge now? Kim Three-sung?
Kim Yong-dong, whatever.
Kim Tu-sung, I just said Kim Three-sung.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you're thinking you're funny.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, isn't it? He's got the world record of golf, you know that?
They need a good barber too, those boys.
They need to find a good barber.
Depends
how you look at it. Yeah. Maybe they have got a good one if they're trying to do that, but surely you don't.
He's a nutter.
What are you going and ask for?
He's a nutter.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, a couple of birthdays on this day.
Go, Ben.
Michael Bublé was born today in 1975. Now, surely we've got some tracks of him around here, G.
Yes.
Oh,
there he is. Don't tell me you listen to on the way
Michael
up to
Bublé
Stansbury.
That makes an absolute killing.
Mick from Stansbury. He'll pass out if he knows you hear this.
I haven't met you yet. Tell me you don't know that, Jack.
No,
you just started
he's
bopping.
He's a lovely lad. He's a good crooner. Isn't he a crooner?
What the hell is that?
A Corona?
No, Corona. They're like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. They're crooners.
I don't know.
Are they crooners?
I'm too young to know that word.
Hey, 1960, another birthday.
Yes,
Hugh
Ben.
Grant.
Oh,
yeah. The actor.
Yeah, good actor.
Yes.
What was his favourite movie he was in? Jazz?
Notting Hill.
Yeah, Notting Hill.
Oh,
very
yeah, you're just jumping on that one, are you?
No.
What's the other one you're thinking of?
Love Actually.
Love Actually's a good one.
Anything M says now we're jumping on, are we?
Rom-coms are my thing.
Rom-coms is a good one.
No. Rom-com stands for romantic comedy.
I apologise, G.
It's not the name of a movie.
You thought
What are you laughing for?
You thought rom-coms
were the movie.
Well, I did. I thought, geez, I haven't watched that one.
Rom-coms is a... No, you said it was a good one. Hey, this is
come on, I've got
very
to go to
important
training.
This birthday, Jars.
Yes, Bernie.
In 1890, write this down.
1890, yeah.
Guess who was born, Jars?
Tell me.
Colonel Sanders.
Get out.
The founder of KFC,
wow.
Jars. The founder. How do you spell Colonel, Jars?
C-O-L-O-N-A-L.
Oh, close.
Jeez, that was close.
I was impressed with that.
Now, what is
it's
it?
It's E-L.
E-L. Oh,
but very good. I would have started that with a K if someone asked me that.
Now, on Saturday nights, you and the Texan back in the day would have gone to the old KFC at 3 in the morning.
After a game, just a bit of... You
big
know,
plug of Lockett used to get KFC on the way home after bag of 14 at Moorabbin.
I reckon he would have had a couple of bags of KFC. 23,000 outlets around the world.
God. Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Wow.
That's a lot of KFC.
Great vision back then.
And the secret herbs.
So what are
spices.
They? What are the secret herbs?
Well, I can't tell you.
You
he
even
told
know.
Me once.
He told
he
you,
He told me, but I'm not giving that away. You know how many there is? How many spices?
How many?
11.
11, right.
11 secret ones.
Is there any in the Stansbury? Do they have a KFC in Stansbury?
No. Only the big towns. There's only 500 people in Stansbury, Jars. You might get a chicken wing from the bar.
Oh, come on. I've got to get the Williston. We've got a big training session.
Well, what else do you want to know?
Well, that's
do you know
it.
There's a KFC pair of Crocs you can buy?
What?
You can get KFC Crocs.
What are
the shoes? You know those thong things? Kim Kardashian's got some.
Nobody should wear those.
Who gives
well,
a
Kim
stuff
Kardashian's
about
got
Kim Kardashian?
You know what KFC's valued at?
Oh, $25
billion. $8.5
billion. All right.
Do you want me to keep going?
No, I've got to go. Gee, we're going.
Colonel Sanders sold his Kentucky Fried Chicken Company for $2 million to investors in 1964.
Right.
Geez, he got ripped off.
What is it worth now?
Well, $8.5 billion, I just said.
Oh, okay. Okay, better get
listening. Listening?
See you tomorrow. See you Saturday,
hey,
family.
Good luck at training.
Thank
good
you,
luck
Boom
Saturday.
Boom.
Yep.
Thanks, G.
Also, the Queen was 27, by the way. I just Googled it.
Oh, so we're all wrong.
Yeah.
We're all bloody wrong. But I was the closest. Yeah. See ya.